Thank you very much, Mr. President. We are grateful to the delegation of India and to all the other delegations who have invested a lot of energy in trying to come up with a compromise proposal that would be acceptable to delegations. And it is indeed unfortunate that we couldn't arrive at an agreed text for the program for the CD. Essentially, we have been talking about modifications to two texts that have already enjoyed agreement in the past, namely the 2018 text and the 2022 text. So it is particularly regrettable that when working on texts which have enjoyed agreement in the past, that we could not make some improvements to those texts and again agree. We welcome some suggestions that have been made to improve the text, in particular suggestions that would have allowed us to roll over the program from this year to next year so that we don't have to again go through this painful process of agreeing on a work plan for the CD, which in and of itself should not be all that controversial and should not necessarily be much more than providing a roadmap for us to finally sit down and negotiate. Of course, from Canada's point of view, we were disappointed with, in particular, the disappearance of the language referring to FMCT, as it emerged in the compromise text. But in the spirit of compromise, we were willing to go along with the compromise text, and it's unfortunate that consensus has been broken by one state on that. But we have said it in the past, and we say it again when it comes to a treaty on fissile materials. We call on all delegations to negotiate this particular issue at the negotiating table and not to make it so difficult for us to finally sit down and talk about the substance and make the necessary compromises at the table, rather than putting up all kinds of hurdles and preconditions on this issue, including, of course, on whether stocks are part of the mandate or not. From our point of view, whether stocks will be included and in what sequence we deal with this issue, all of these issues should be sorted out at the negotiating table. So we once again call on delegations to make their best efforts, presumably now during the upcoming presidency of Indonesia, and to once again see if we cannot finally overcome these, in our view, relatively small procedural issues and get down to substance. But thank you again, Mr. President, to your delegation and to all other delegations who made their best efforts in bringing us towards a consensus outcome. Thank you.